invariably when you talk with people on a day-to-day basis and the topic of investments comes up and you tell people you're investing and say, well, no, nah, I want to wait until it's a better time to invest. You know, not a good time. Well, what they are waiting for is a time when the markets have done really, really well because they think that's the best time to invest. Dear students, that's the worst time to invest. The best time to invest is when it feels like it's the worst time to invest. The worst time to invest is when it feels like it's the best time to invest. Yeah, it's not easy, folks. Trying to pick the best day, the worst day to invest, forget it. All the studies show that it can't be done. Market timing is a losing proposition. So we are going to simply put $50, $100 a month away and great, you know, see how it goes. But let's say you tried. Let's imagine that each year for the past 20 years, you had $10,000 to invest. Pretty darn good, huh? You happen to choose the sample mutual fund that we studied in our presentation. How much would you have if you had picked the worst day of the year, the market high for that year? What if you had picked the best day of the year, the market low for the year? Well, below on the left are the results if you had picked the worst day, and on the right are the results if you had picked the best day. You would think the difference over 20 years would be very large, right? Wrong. There is a difference, but it's not as large as you would expect. The moral of the story is that you need to get started now. Don't wait for the best time to invest. The best time to invest is right now. Assuming you have a long-term perspective, right? As long as, don't try to buy stocks for the short term. I mean, you'll get hammered. The stock market in the past has lost 20% in 1 week, in 1 day. And so you really cannot know. But if you have a long-term perspective, stocks have been a very good investment, assuming the world doesn't end. So remember, there are no guarantees. And as the numbers show here, folks, it's not a straight line. And if you've taken a look at some of the other illustrations, you'll see it's volatile, which is our fancy way of saying we're going to lose money sometimes. You're all aware of that, right? Psychologically, intellectually, emotionally. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. See ya!